Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 5 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 3 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 2 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 1 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 4 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 9 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 16 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 18 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 21 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 16 degrees.
QST, good evening. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAQM repeater. And echoing. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. The WAQM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. If we have any short-time mobile or portable stations, please call now. Do we have any Echolink stations? Please call now. Nothing heard. Do we have anyone wishing to check in tonight? This is WA4DSR Net Control.
This is KE8NCB checking in.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra, John.
Yes, thank you. This is Matt.
This is Alpha Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
Alpha Bravo 8 Bravo Charlie, Kirk.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor, Ed Ann Arbor.
Wow, the net is alive. I have KE8NC Bravo, KB8OIS, WSAU, AC8TO, AB8BC, and W8EMV for a total of 6 so far. Do I have anyone else wishing to check in tonight? No, nothing heard, so let's go to the top with Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie Bravo, followed by KB8OIS, KE8NC. Bravo, the frequencies are yours.
Hi, this is Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie Bravo. Just checking in. I think I have my radio working and can check into these nets. I turned my power up and changed the position of my antenna, and I bought a new power supply. Thank you.
Yep, you're coming in fine. Full quieting, audio is perfect. So thank you for checking in tonight. Next up is John, KB8OIS. Followed by WSAU. John, any news from the shack or any news anywhere?
So Mark, bring in the old power supply. You have no need for it. We'll
try to make some more repairs, so maybe we'll just stop it. Or again, if you want it, just hold on to it. But your radio sounds great tonight. Yeah, we've had the conversation about the satellite dish and the Artemis project. So maybe I see Kirk is signed on, so maybe he can say a few words about that. You will be leading our education program. We have two 430 level classes that he's working with students. I think there's 7 students signed on. One project will be the maximum usable frequency, and the second project will be looking at undocumented signals across North Campus. So we've got 2 projects and 2 groups of students that will be signing on and working on that during the winter term. And for Matt, the DMR radio, I've been up there at moments around KBHRCO, struggling now for at least 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks, you know, a day a week or 2 days a week. And we can't get the DMR radio to connect to anything. It's hooked up. It's there with the satellite computer. So if you've got time this week, feel free to spend hours trying to figure out that radio. I think that's it. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Okay, John, thanks very much for the update and everything. You know, I realize it's been a long time since I've heard from Larry down in Houston, WD0BCF. Have you heard anything recently?
Well, I emailed Larry maybe about a month ago. I have not heard back. And also, I received an email from the person in Hawaii. His nephew lives here in town. He wanted to know if I've heard from his uncle. So we've got 2 people we may have lost. Back to you, KBHOAS.
Now, I haven't heard from Hawaii, WA4CJX, in a very, very long time, and the last contact was probably not the best. But anyway, okay, well, we hope for the best there. Next up is WSAU Matt, followed by ACATO Don. Matt, any news for us?
Not really. I'm probably as finally as seem to have stopped snowing just a little bit every day, so that's good. But and it like looks like it was like 30 or something like that this afternoon on my thermostat, so it's finally not quite as oppressively cold. But I'm also wondering what's happened at WD0BCF and WS4CGX. So, you know, Larry, I think probably ended up. You know, when the EchoLink wasn't quite working right, probably gave up for a while, but I don't know how we get a hold of him now, and I hope he's still doing okay. And I don't know about Bruce. It didn't sound like he was maybe doing so well last time we heard from him. So I hope he's okay. As far as the DMR, maybe I'll have some time next week. This week's a little bit busy because the group I work in at work has moved from one supervisor to another supervisor, so now I'm much of my time is being tied up with throwing away parties from one group and then welcoming parties to the other group, so it's a little busy at work right now, maybe I can do it sometime in the near future. And also, the other thing, I was kind of looking at that Apollo radio, and it looks like there's not... Well, there might be like some one of the paid pieces of software, but it doesn't look like doesn't look like DMR config or OpenGG77 supports that radio. So it looks like you have to use their proprietary software to configure it, which it kind of looks like it's a knockoff of meant to be a knockoff of a Motorola. So looks like it's meant to more work like a mobile radio than amateur radio. So even if you think you know what the right things to configure it for, going through that code plug software and making a configuration for it takes a good deal of time. I think I was going to actually maybe ask Don about maybe being able to remote into a computer and work on that maybe for like my desk at work or something. Anyhow, I'm going to take you back tonight.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Yes, it is nice to get warming. I don't think it ever got to about 20 degrees here in North Burns Park, but temperature varies widely. So, anyway, next up is ACATO, followed by AB8BC. Don, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO, Don. Well, yeah, like Matt, I share the frustration of work there. I had two people retire in December, and one new person starts, so it's been kind of crazy. I have also not heard from Houston or Hawaii in a long time, so yeah, I hope those guys are okay, but I don't really have any news. What else? Let's see. One of the grad students at the club, Megan, has started some Morse code classes Monday evenings. I've been, I guess they've met twice. I've attended them. I'm not great at it. I've never made a contact successfully in the air. I made one crummy contact unconfirmed, and that's about it. So I figure I'll give it one more try. What else? A computer for remote access with, as Matt mentioned, all the U of M firewall rules, it's pretty easy to do it for people who are U of M students or employees and challenging for others. I guess retirees also may not be as much of a problem. But anyhow, that's that. Last item, propagation across the Atlantic today in HF bands has been quite good. I think I've picked up, my only new one was a Kosovo on 10 meters, but various points over the day I've hit Kosovo, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, some of North Africa, Benin, Algeria, Germany, France, some to Iceland. So it's been a pretty good day for IHF. I've been working anywhere from 10 to 30 meter bands. That's it for me. ACTO back to net.
Okay, thank you, Don. That's great for all the contacts. I haven't been on HF in a very, very long time, but maybe someday soon. Anyway, next up is AB8BC, followed by WADMV. Kirk, the frequencies are yours.
Good, thanks, Pat. AB8BC in the group. Good evening, everybody. Don, I'm really envious of your HF contacts. I don't have the antenna system that will allow a lot of that. I do hear a lot of HF. I don't hear what you're hearing, though, internationally. That's one thing I kind of lack in my area here, but very good. Sounds great. I guess the only other comment I'd have, John, I don't have a whole lot of news. I'm on the outside of the conversations of the internal workings about the satellite antenna, G.G. Brown. I can tell you everything you want to know about the inside and all of that other stuff, but if you want to have a conversation at some point, let me know. Give me an email at my UMish account. It still is good on QRZ, and we can go from there. ABABC, back to that.
Thank you, Kirk. Finally, WADMV, Ed, or anything to share?
Thanks, Pat. A couple things to share. One is that a couple weeks out, Saturday, February 21st, is the SLOP in Livonia, sponsored by the Livonia Amateur Radio Club. The event is actually in Northville, 8 a.m. to noon. If you look up LARC Annual SLOP, you'll find it, L-A-R-C, or Livonia Amateur Radio Club. So that's something to look forward to if anyone's going to be interested in getting out there. I know the Arrow is going to have a table with some gear there for people to look at. The other thing is the Arrow Monday Night Net, which had been on the 9-6 repeater on top of Wolverine Tower, has been somewhat erratic of late. It had moved over to the 7-4 repeater out west of town that WBATKL runs, but last week discovered that repeater is intolerant of extreme cold at the moment because the something gets detuned along the way. I don't claim to understand exactly what goes wrong, but something goes wrong. So last week, the Arrow Monday Night Net happened on the Ypsilanti 9-2 repeater. Just to say that if you're interested in participating in the Monday Night Net, you should keep your ears tuned to the Arrow mailing list where all will be revealed. And with that, back to Net, this is WADMV.
Okay, thank you very much, Ed, for the news on the swap and the update on the repeaters for the Arrow Monday Night Net. So I will certainly listen tomorrow night on the 9-2 machine. Just to bring up a remote control of PCs, I believe it is possible to control them through a Zoom call. And I think I did this at one point. I believe that if the UM person starts the Zoom call, that the remote person can request control. But I did that once. At least I think I did that once. But it would be nice to verify that again. So anyway, with that, let me ask for any new check-ins and rechecks. Any new check-ins and rechecks, please call Net Control WA4DSR now. Well, nothing heard. 17 minutes past the hour. Let me issue one final call. Any new check-ins for the Sunday Night Net or any recheck? Net Control WA4DSR now. Nothing heard. So we'll go ahead and close the net out. We had six check-ins, plus myself, for a total of seven stations on frequency. We wish all the best for Bruce out in Hawaii and Larry down in Houston, and we hope we hear from them soon. And
good evening, 21 hours, clear, 15 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 15 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 15 degrees.